Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Growing Social Now with Barbara Rosconi. And this is a new special. Today, we're going to be talking about the Infinite Dial Report for 2024 from Edison Research. And we'll start right off with some of the observations. It's a really big year for podcasting. And if you don't have a podcast now, if you haven't been a podcast guest, you're not advertising on podcasts, you are missing out. So some of the top takeaways are, we don't want to confuse podcast download counts for listening, because listening grew strongly in the last year. We'll get into numbers in a minute. Podcast listening grew fastest among women, yay women, nearly eliminating the gap in listening versus men. This platform is so much more than chat shows for guys. Number three, just under 100 million Americans age 12 and older now listen to podcasts every week, a milestone that the podcasting industry should promote aggressively. And I am just reading the takeaways here. I totally agree with that. Number four, more than two-thirds of all Americans age 12 and older use streaming audio each week. Online streams of radio and pure plays is now a fully mainstream channel. Number five, audiobooks also see a new high. And number six, X or Twitter usage tails off dramatically. Facebook remains the overwhelming leader, but among younger Americans, it's Instagram and TikTok. So let's dive into some of the key takeaways that you're going to need. So first of all, we're going to set the stage with podcasting's mainstream status. According to this latest research from Edison, podcasting has firmly cemented itself as a mainstream media behavior. A whopping 92% of Americans are now familiar with the term podcasting, and nearly half, 47%, listened to a podcast last month. That's around 135 million monthly listeners. That's huge. And I was thinking back to last December when Neil Patel talked about the top trends for 2024. And his first biggest one was podcasting. So these numbers really align with what he was thinking. And what's really incredible is just how habituated today's podcast audiences are. The average weekly listener consumes around 8 episodes. And among women in particular, the numbers are striking. A record 71% of monthly female listeners also tune in weekly, compared to just 39% 4 years ago. Women are becoming avid, devoted podcast fans. And I would love to know what podcasts you're listening to. Well, what are those key podcast growth drivers? Because, I mean, where did all this interest and listenership come from? Well, according to this report, a couple of the major factors fueling podcasting's popularity are smart speakers and connected cars. 98 million U.S. households now own a voice-activated smart speaker like Amazon Echo or Google Home, making it easier than ever to tune into podcasts hands-free around the house. And on the road, 72% of drivers, so almost a third of drivers, say they listen to audio entertainment like podcasts while they're traveling. As more new vehicles come fully equipped with internet connectivity and audio streaming capabilities built right into the dashboard, the car is becoming a premier listening environment for on-demand audio like podcasts. So how can you tap into this podcast boom? Do you have a podcast? Do you want to be a podcast guest? What is the best route to follow? Well, for brands and marketers, these numbers point to serious audience scale and engagement within podcasting that just can't be ignored. So here are some key strategies to effectively tap into this growing space. First, look at investing in podcast advertising to insert your brand directly into these lean into listening sessions, either through host-read live endorsements from influencers or pre-recorded ad spots. With key reach among demographics like 18 to 34 and 18 to 49-year-olds now reaching into the 60% range every month, you're going to get some serious scale. And one thing the report talked about is TV. We're going to get into that in a minute. So think about where your advertising is being spread out and make sure the podcast is part of it. You can also create your own branded podcast as another channel for content marketing, customer education, brand storytelling, and building credibility around your company's expertise. With the average weekly listener consuming 8 podcasts, podcasts allow you to stay top of mind with your audience through high-frequency content delivery. And don't forget to optimize your podcast advertising and show content for hands-free listening environments like smart speakers and connected cars, which are major drivers of recent consumption growth. You can consider audio branding, voiced ad experiences, and making your shows as easy as possible to interact with by voice control. Another route is podcast influencer marketing. You can form sponsorships and align with trusted voices in categories relevant to your target audiences. With podcasting's intimate, lean-in listening experience, personal endorsements from these influencers really resonate in an authentic way. And I would also add, that's all true. Also look at how the podcaster will promote the episode. So they'll be promoting and working with you throughout social media. It could be LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Podcasts are not just on podcast platforms. The marketing goes way beyond the podcast distribution channels. So find an influencer that can really help you grow and expand that reach. Perhaps most compelling for brands among younger 18 to 34 audiences, podcasting's weekly reach of 48% is now equal to TV's 50%. With this level of scale, particularly for those often hard to reach younger demos, brands could seriously consider shifting some TV ad dollars over to the podcast space. So what's the competitive mandate? Well, the data makes it clear that podcasting is no longer some niche medium lacking scale or advertising opportunity. It has rapidly become a media behavior deeply integrated across all demographics, all the way from Gen Z to baby boomers. So having a strategic presence in podcasting through advertising, branded shows, or influencer integrations is becoming a competitive necessity for brands to stay relevant and connected with their audience, wherever they're spending attention. We're already seeing forward-thinking brands and marketers treat podcasting as a core part of their content strategy and advertising mix, where they dedicate meaningful budgets to capture market share in this space. And research shows brands that are early movers into emerging media channels tend to see outside returns before the space gets oversaturated. With podcasting audiences continuing to grow year over year at impressive rates, the competitive advantages will only continue increasing for those who lean into this audio medium and build their brand's presence in smart, innovative ways. Conversely, brands that deprioritize podcasting risk getting left behind as digital audio rises. So whether through advertising, creating shows, influencer marketing, or ideally some combination of those tactics, brands need to start taking a very serious look at how they can effectively tap into the engaged, dedicated podcast audiences who are connecting with this medium multiple times per week across devices. So I'm going to drop a link for the full research deck for all this impressive data from Edison Research and all their forward-looking insights around podcasting, smart speakers, audiobooks, and more key digital audio behaviors. And if you're interested in learning more about how to partner up with Growing Social Now as a reporting agency for your brand or an influencer marketer that would like to give you more attention, more brand reach, and more customer connections, let's talk. You can check us out over at my website, barbararosconi.com, and please let us know what other marketing topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. We're always aiming to share the latest trends to help brands connect with their audiences in innovative ways. Thanks for listening to Growing Social Now. Please subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcast. We're also on YouTube now. I'm Barbara Rosconi, and I look forward to talking to you next time and taking you to the future of marketing and public relations.